You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are going to abolish hate today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? I saw this. It was like, I don't know if it was on Reddit or where it was, but it was like this list of things that get hate that don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. I can give you one right now.
Go.
Taylor Swift. And you know I'm right. She gets so much hate for what? Writing songs?
Okay, but let me just say this. She also gets a disproportionate amount of love. So
it's not disproportionate.
I think the love versus hate on Tay-Tay. I'm a fan of Taylor. The love is so much stronger than
you
the hate.
Clearly didn't survive the Reputation years. It was brutal to be a Taylor Swift fan back then.
No, it wasn't. That's
Are
when
you?
I was a huge. I went to the. I like.
Okay, you were, but everyone, all they want to do was talk.
Not, mm-hmm. She sold out stadiums, Erica.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she
play
did.
Any of her songs on the radio during that?
That's what I'm saying. Like. Are you ready for it? That we played that. We played.
I don't think that was a big hit.
What Would You Made Me Do?
I don't think that was a big hit.
I think she
Delicate
wasn't
was the big hit from.
But then she played Mile High.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. I was at the show.
You're right. She probably did. Those tickets were so easy to get, though. I think I went for $90.
And Reputation.
I didn't fight anyone. I didn't sit in a line. I didn't cry.
That doesn't mean she wasn't popular.
Well, she wasn't.
Well, oh I think that's also different timing with the ticketing companies. Yeah.
So easy.
Was that COVID time? No, just
no,
before.
Right before, yeah.
Yeah
anyway.
She, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't. I,
it's like
I
cool
understand
to
what
hate
you're saying.
Her and it's not cool.
But
to
if we're okay, if we're doing musical things,
sure.
I will say this: a real answer in the musical vein is Nickelback. I'm sorry, you may not want to hear this. Nickelback kicks a cheetah's ass,
they're
and you can
awesome.
You can be like, oh my god, they're so terrible. Oh really? When Rockstar starts, try not singing the words. Oh, try it.
They have better songs than Rockstar for sure.
Oh, Rockstar's so good though. How You Remind Me is like the first one. Like, this is a Photograph is bad.
Photograph.
It's not that
no.
good.
No, Burn It to the Ground. That's my favorite.
I don't
yeah,
know.
But it's
that
not
one.
That's not a hit. That's not one everybody knows.
It doesn't matter. It's Nickelback.
Yeah. Similar to Taylor Swift. It was cool to dislike them.
Or Animals.
And it's not.
It's the other thing, like you're disliking them, but then secretly you go in your room and you're just like, look at this phone. You're so good.
Can only dislike someone who you've listened to.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
The Winger was the Nickelback of like the generations before. Metallica like okay. hated Winger because they were so pretty and they could actually play their instruments.
Oh. I see some hate is still withheld.
No, I love Winger. I love them. I think they're one of the greatest bands ever, but they just were at the end when like Nirvana just killed everybody. It's like, you have to tune your guitar and you're just going to be like, and like, you
sure.
know what I'm saying? Okay.
No.
Can we pick one that's not music? What gets hate that doesn't deserve it?
Yeah, this one is kind of similar. The younger generations. We always say.
No, you deserve it.
No, because guess what? In 15 years, you're going to ask how to switch a PDF to a different document. You're not going to know how. Who do you come to?
AI.
The younger generation. Hmm. And who's creating AI? The younger generation.
That's
actually
why.
These are sick answering your questions.
Yeah. For real.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so much hate for Gen Z right now. And it's like, what are they really doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're standing up for themselves. I love that.
Well, they're a little annoying.
There it is. Look how long that took. All right. So here's the deal. We're giving you the radio station. If there's something that you feel gets way too much hate, we want to know what it is, especially if it's not deserved.
I have one that's not music.
Okay.
Bees.
What's wrong with
no,
bees?
They deserve the
they
hate.
They sting you.
Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Hurts.
Have you seen the bee movie? You need
you
to
like
love the
jazz?
Bees.
Hi. Bee movie? Is animated.
And no, but he falls in love with a human?
That's a little
you guys,
weird.
The point of the bee movie is if we keep hating on the bees, we're dead. We're dead.
Yeah.
Clearly,
no pollination.
I haven't seen the bee movie then.
No pollination means no plants, which means even if, I only eat meat. What do you think your meat eats?
Right.
Plants.
The sign of a healthy garden. Lots of bees present. Bees don't bother you. A lot of the time, everyone freaks out
sure
and goes, oh, a bee, and runs around.
Yes.
That will freak them out.
Yes.
That will make them sting you.
Correct.
If you just
bees have a bad rap.
Yeah, bees are chill. If you're chill with them. You
I don't
want to
be
tone.
Chill with them. They're going to sting me. I got stung when
they
I didn't even run away.
They will not sting you unless you're a J-hole.
No, no, no.
Say no again. Say no again.
I got stung just sitting there enjoying a nacho once.
That wasn't a bee.
Yeah, it was.
That was a wasp.
Probably a wasp.
It was a wasp.
Wasp deserves a hate. Bees are chill.
Wasps know they can do it and do live to fight another day. And bees do not want to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because bees die if they sting you.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Do you know?
A bee leaf.
Oh, I love that.
Another one. Puns. They don't deserve hate.
They do. Puns are bad. I'm not a big pun guy.
I think you should let it go.
Tiak and I've learned to appreciate him personally. Okay. When there's a punny person, a new punny person walking in, I wouldn't allow them to grow on me the way I allowed Tiak to grow on me. If somebody came up and was just like, that's a, and I'd hit him with the like Stranger Things naily bat. Just like, okay. And they'd make that sound.
I think puns are good.
The other one I'd like to say, and I know Aaron will agree with me, this person gets a lot of hate, and I don't think they deserve it. Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
People are like, he's got too many shows, Triple D, Triple G. He's got his like major cook-off thing. Mm-hmm. He's on the TV so much. He's awesome.
He's an excellent brander.
He's amazing. He wears the stupid shirts, but I don't care.
The stupid shirts.
His hair's a little too frosted. I don't care.
He says everything's gangster.
I don't care. In Flavortown, it's all dumb,
everything,
but he's great.
Everything is gangster in Flavortown.
I don't really use that terminology.
All right. Yeah,
Flavortown.
What gets...
It's a little cringy, but embrace
Guy
the
Fieri is amazing. Also, his name's Guy Fieri, I think.
Yeah.
Fieri?
It really is. Yeah. You just change it to Guy Fieri for his... Listen, your name's not Erica, so relax.
Yes, it is.
All right. What gets more hate than it deserves?
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about what gets more hate than it deserves.
Right.
The top of the list right now is Nickelback. I think that's the one we all agreed on.
Yeah, we got another couple texts saying, oh yeah,
Nickelback. Like, we just had to... like go to the concert to hand something out and then leave. And like, I walked into Fiddler's Green, I remember, and they came out and the bass player had like this mirror guitar or whatever. And then Chad Kroeger comes out on stage and goes, we're gonna kick a hole in the sky. And I was like, who's like, he's my messiah. Like, that's the cheesiest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
But it's so awesome.
It would make and me then, not want to be
no,
there.
It was, cause then you know what they did? They rocked out. And I looked up and I was like, there's a hole in the sky.
We did it.
Right. Erica, you were saying there's a text that you'd like to share with the group.
I would. Selfishly, I would like to share this text.
Okay.
What's the topic again?
What gets more hate than it deserves?
Oh my gosh, you guys, there's two of them. One says, my first answer for this was Erica.
Oh, no, she gets the proper amount.
The next text, though, says, people should stop hating on Erica. She's clearly very nice, honest, and funny. And we all have our annoying traits, so like absolutely being like, stop hating on her. She's
also
annoying.
Yeah, right. But that's somebody who gets it.
I'd be absolutely remiss if I didn't mention, we all know she is annoying, but
that's pretty good.
That is so well worded. Let's see, Katie.
Hi.
What gets hate and it doesn't deserve it?
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
All you people, are you
I
one of?
I hated it before. No, I hated it before.
Because you hate it because you didn't try it.
Pizza, like a food truck pizza in Denver, and he makes a delicious pineapple pizza.
Who does this?
It's called Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza.
Okay. I've had that title for years now. He'll be talking to my lawyers.
Listen, it's so good. Especially if you like, it's got to be with like Canadian bacon or ham. You need something super salty.
Yeah.
And if you're not a rookie, then you put a little bit of like hot sauce or something. Mm. Like Mike's Hot Honey. Yeah. Oh, sets it. Oh.
My problem's probably the ham.
No. You
well,
want that
so I'm
salt.
Like, it's fine. It's not for me. But...
aren't you doctoring the pizza too much to make it so good?
Do you put honey on pizza ever?
Yeah, I both does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But why do you hate it? Like people who go, fruit doesn't belong on pizza. It's like, well, there's tomato sauce and tomatoes fruit. So, sorry, you lose. Thank you, Katie. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think most of the room does. Do you eat it? You don't.
No.
It's a fruit.
No, it's competing wangs. I really like pineapple juice. I just don't. I feel like
that you do. Eating wangs.
Yeah.
Have you ever? No, never mind. Have you ever had arugula on a pizza?
Oh yeah,
I love it.
Ooh, ooh. Mm. That little peppery bite.
Hello, with prosciutto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and maybe burrata.
No.
Yeah.
You know what goes on the one?
What?
It's at.
No.
It's a little too. It's creamy adjacent. It's on its way to being a little too creamy.
Okay.
For me. But you know what else is good on that particular piece of prosciutto and the arugula? Asparagus. Swear, sets it. Huh. Little tiny chopped up asparagus on it.
I'm open-minded.
Hear me out.
Yep.
Pepperoni? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, my God.
Kevin. Yay.
Is everyone landing the space shuttle today? Yeah. What is going on? What gets too much hate?
I think chain restaurants get a lot of hate. I'm talking about, like, Olive Garden, like Margaritaville, Red Robin, all of those things.
Always being
waiting. Honestly, I love the food. I love the atmosphere. I know
Chili's
been there all the time, and they think it's old and not great.
Here's the thing, Kevin. I am a snob, and like when it comes to Chili's, I think Chili's sucks.
Okay,
I think everything tastes the same. Although Chili's makes a soup that they have a chicken enchilada soup. That's one of the best things. Like, I'll just go there just to eat that. But almost anything else, oh, here's a burger. Tastes like, well, here's a wing. They all taste like cumin. Everything tastes like cumin. But having said that.
At Chili's?
Yes. Oh, my God. Chili's
have
should
you ever
be called
had the chicken
cumin.
Crispers?
Cumino. It's terrible. I like Chili's, but here's the thing.
I like it.
They got to be, if it's a chain, it has to be good enough that people want it everywhere. Like, to talk smack. It's stupid. It's like, McDonald's hamburgers are trash. Whilst I agree, they're also not.
Delicious.
They're also amazing.
And cheap.
Yeah, and cheap as hell. All
right. It is very not expensive. And, you know, I agree that maybe they had their heyday, you know, maybe in the early 2000s and stuff. But, yes. Hey, I still love them.
We can bring them back to their heyday, Kevin, you and me.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, as long as we don't. What? You don't believe? We can bring them back.
You don't eat vegetables, man.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.